This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, I hope everyone had lots of fun in the Remembrance Day contest last weekend. I certainly did. It was quite good to hear so many stations on air and try and get as many as you can. So, I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to put your logs in. And this weekend it's a lighthouse and lightship contest, so see if you can get a lot of those. And yeah, they're very interesting where they're located. Always have a little bit of fun with those. So it's on this weekend. And next weekend, the 26th and 27th of August, it's the ALARA contest. So that's another one that you can mark down. All these contests in a row. Yeah, we're having a glorious time with them this time of the year. And next Friday night, the 25th of August, is the monthly technical night. And it's going to be all about oscilloscopes. So come along on the night and see and hear all about oscilloscopes. And if you've got one you're particularly proud of, bring it along and show it off to everybody. Everybody will be very interested to see the oscilloscope. Well, that's all for this weekend. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday night, we held our AGM for the 2016-2017 year. During the course of this meeting, a number of resolutions were passed in order that our club remains up to date and in line with current best practice. We also had our annual elections, but you will have to wait until next week for an update on any changes in our management structure. We are now looking forward to another successful and rewarding 12 months. Our little group seems to be getting more and more involved with community type events as time goes on. This year's Pines Enduro sees our group more involved than ever, with live video coverage being attempted on a large scale, on both days as well. This is a big challenge for our video gurus and we wish them well. Our involvement in the Generations in Jazz event is set to ramp up considerably for next year's event as well, and we look forward to meeting this challenge head on. The club has purchased a number of noise-cancelling headsets for use with handheld transceivers for this event, and they work extremely well for us last year. The Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb also tests our resources, as we need all available members to help out in order to properly fulfil our communications role. I believe that this year we may get some help from afar, as a few hardy souls from Port Lincoln put their hands up to give us some assistance following our helping them with their first ever street race earlier in the year. A couple of Adelaide-based amateurs have been coming down and helping us for a number of years now, and we thank them. Of course, we hope to be involved in the VHF-UHF field days and some of the many contests that occur during the year as well. Another initiative being tried this year will be holding some of our meetings in Millicent, as we have about 10 members who come from that area. Our annual Christmas barbecue will be hosted by the Millicent clan again this year as we alternate the location for this event. As you can see, we seem to keep ourselves busy. It is hoped that we can come up with some more interesting and involving activity nights for the coming year as well, some head scratching to follow that. That runs me out of news for this week, but next week I will bring you the results from our AGM. Until then, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. This weekend is the Lighthouse and Lightship weekend, and several AHARS members are activating sites. One of these is the Port Germain Lighthouse, and the other is the Cape Jervis, where the call sign will be VK5CJL. Not too late to turn on an HF rig and give out some numbers. The Oceana DX contest for 2017 is on the 7th and 8th of October. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 25th of August, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 9th of September. The Fab Lab visit was very successful, and Graham VK5ZFZ is looking into running another in the future. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Yonge Street, Blackwood. The Thursday to September 21st general meeting presentation will be by Rod, VK5ZRK, and it'll be about batteries for portable operation. As the days are getting longer and the ambient temperature is rising, you'll have no excuse not to go out chasing parks. The presentation at the August general meeting was about theatre loudspeaker systems, and David Murphy from Crick's Loudspeakers had those present sitting on the edge of their seats. Well done, David. The Ahas Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. August the 26th technical session will be presented by Jim, VK5TR, and he'll let you into the secrets of antenna analysers. Now the security fence has been installed in front of the Shack, we're looking for a tame concreter to lay concrete in the area in front of the Shack. If you know somebody, let Barry know. Saturday the 23rd of September, Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run another Introduction to Arduino session at the Shack. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings, but as he is going to be away for 2 or 3 weeks, you can send me an email and I'll add you to the list. With all the rain we've had recently, the site at the Shack is turning into a jungle. We will have a grass cutting and general clean-up at the site on Saturday the 30th of September. A breakfast or sausage sizzle may help swell the numbers of helpers coming on the day. You will need garden tools, and we will need a couple of rugged grass cutters. Email Barry if you can supply these. It has been brought to my attention that some operating systems and some web browsers may not be able to see the calendar on our website. I've asked the webmaster to put this on the website as an alternative PDF file that can be opened and read by everyone. Make sure you have November the 12th on your calendar. This is the date of the Ahas buy and sell. While I'm doing some commercials, have you bought your new VK5TR antenna analyzer kit? If you already have one, show it off to your amateur friends. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to VK5SRP at wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Well, last Friday evening, AREG held its 19th annual general meeting. To open the evening, Matt, VK5ZM, gave a summarised recount of AREG's activities and achievements over the last 12 months, supported with a montage of photos and slides. He also announced that the club membership has now reached 70 members. AREG is a club, and individual members have been extremely busy and much involved in a very wide variety of ham radio related activities, some of which include contesting, fox hunting, high altitude ballooning, community event communications, APRS and boating, STEM activities, antenna building, satellite communications, tower building, and LF and MF exploratory operations. Certainly not a short list. AREG's contesting teams have also plastered VK5ARG into every major contest with good results, and making sure we are allowed and are being very much noticed by the other major contesters. Also, over the last 12 months, our monthly meetings have had a wide variety of fascinating and very well presented talks, which have been enthusiastically received by both club members and the many visitors to these evenings. With the introductory presentation by Matt over, Matt declared the outgoing committee positions vacant, and a new committee was subsequently selected and voted in. The new committee executive members are President Matt Cook, VK5ZM, Secretary Joshua Morgan, VK5JO, Treasurer Grant Willis, VK5GR, with the general committee members being Andy, VK5AKH, Mark, VK5QI, Theo, VK5MTM, Kim, VK5FJ, and Darren, VK5IX. So thank you to the outgoing members, and welcome to the new committee. AREG members are looking forward to the next 12 months with the prospects of continued exciting ham radio related activities, including some new cutting edge projects and events on the horizon. Further information may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.